the road, I should say, we, that the gentleman that was doing the concrete, he put 25 and we told him to go 10 foot more so we would not have any issue if there was a easement or something.
We're what, 13 feet off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else for us?
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this variance? Is anybody like to speak in opposition to this variance? All right, well then I'm going to close this for board discussion.
Just to verify, these are private roads, so it really doesn't matter where the road is here. It's the property line, so
yeah.
That road is...
It could be off 10 feet and wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
And we see that a lot in some of the different areas. And we'll point, is a perfect example.
We look at these as a case-by-case basis.
Absolutely.
And in this situation, I don't know if there's a little bit of luck involved here, but, I mean, there is a fact that there is some favorable things that makes this a little more doable than most cases.
Traffic is the biggest thing I see, and there's not any.
And to blindly build like that to be, luckily it's just 13 feet and not a worse situation. But with that being said, anybody like to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to accept the variance as asked on 2026-007B.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay, we have 3-2.
I think I have your building app still, so it was just approved. You will get a decision of record, or whoever's on the application for the variance will get a decision of record, but that does mean I can finish off the building permit, and I will send it to Austin. So you're good to go if you want.
Okay.
All right, we're going to move on to the next one. We have another variance tonight. We're looking at 2026-008V, Ethan and Ashley Buford. Presley, if you could fill us in on that one, whenever you're ready.
The request is Ethan and Ashley Buford are seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020R1 Density and Dimensional Standards of the Tama County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot front property line setback, 10 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing the construction of a single-family home 15 feet from the front property line, as per the Taney County Zoning Regulations, Section 010.020R1, Density and Dimensional Standards for County or Subdivision Road. Little background, as per the assessor's information, the subject property is 75 by 125 feet in size, lot 26, with no structures located on the property. Located in the Ozarks Paradise Village subdivision, block 3, the property is served by private well for water and on-site septic for wastewater. Let's see here. So you guys, I think, are familiar with this. It's been in front of you before. Can you see? Okay.
Yes.
That little dot over there to the left, that's where we're at, over in Ozarks Paradise Village off 86 in Ridgedale. A little closer. There is a new drawing, I think. These are from before. I think tonight what is being asked is contingent on approval the deck in that, what do you call that, Amber?
So they have to move the entrance to the side of the house,
side,
which would remove the deck and the overhang.
The overhang.
So the is that, that was an overhang that covers the deck all the way across the house, or just that?
I think just this, right?
How much overhang is
I think there's some newer photos, maybe.
Okay.
Let me keep them.
Okay, because I think
there's the additional deck covering.
Yeah. There you go. That's the part I was asking about.
The two overhangs, the one over the...
Got it. Okay.
And then it would be moved over here.
Okay.
Oh, there. It's a little bit better. If Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request 2026-008B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a property line setback of 15 feet from the front property line setback allowing for the construction of a single-family home. A residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. 3, compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. And with that, I will turn over to the applicant.
Okay. All right. So do we have a representative here for Ethan and Ashley Buford?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Jana Hilt. Did you want me to just talk?
Yeah, go ahead. If you don't mind, move your microphone a little closer, so it's hard to hear.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Jana Hilt and Ethan. Ethan is my nephew, and Ashley is his wife, and they have this property. And we started construction, and very similar to the last guy, where the contractor, the excavator, that's what he does full time, all day, every day. And I was in Dallas working for AT&T through the week, and so I didn't have availability to make phone calls while I was at work. And so I tried to correspond with the county via email, but the email addresses had changed. And so they weren't getting through. And so then that stopped the communication, and just with driving to Dallas every week and being in Missouri, where I live, in Ozark, just with all that, things continued. The excavator, he made the decision. He was there with the gentleman that lives close as well. And I didn't even realize they didn't find all 4 setbacks. Whenever I talked to the excavator, the word I got was that they found the setbacks and that they moved back from that. And so I was confident, in the progress. And but then whenever I came to the last meeting, I realized that they hadn't found all of the setbacks. They only found some of them. And so then they kind of did a guesstimate. And the excavator, made an executive decision to put the house where it was, and then I found out, that it was too close. And once I found out, then we are here. Now we're in a bad spot because I've got this structure that's pretty much dried in and built. And so one thing that has changed since we talked last time is that I did get a survey for the site plan of the house where it's at, and we are at 16.33 feet on the front. I think it's in south corner, front south corner, is 16.33. And then on the other side, the more of a north corner, it's 13.04 plus 4 foot for the deck. So that would be 17.04. So we're getting a little bit closer to our 25-foot mark. And that's where, I'm asking if there's any way that we could, come up with a compromise where I'll move move the entrance to the side of the house, just get away from the whole front, get as much space in there as possible, and also remove the overhangs, and then just have the side entrance be the front of the house.
Okay. So it sounds like you're saying that, can you go back to the picture of the house?
You want this one?
Yep. So the overhang, the deck, and the two overhangs, mm-hmm. the one on the left and where the triple windows are, and the one where the porch is, mm-hmm. and the porch and the deck will be removed, and then you'd build it on the side of the house on this side, is what you're saying?
Yeah, over here on the side, because it's got the most room where I could come at an angle to, get the car in on the side.
Gotcha.
Where you see those stairs going down in the back, it would be on that side.
Oh, it's on the left side. Okay.
Yeah.
In the living room side.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the other side's a bedroom, so yeah. I don't want to come
through. That makes sense. Okay. That's what, that was throwing me off a little bit. So I, yeah. I remember that being the living room side. Okay.
What was the measurement of the soffit on the right side?
The soffit on the right
side.
Oh, on the very right side? I'm not sure.
From.
I think it, I don't know. I think it's 16 inches.
Okay.
I think that's 12, 16 inches, I think is standard. It's a standard.
The setback is measured, or this variance is asked for 15 feet, and I think you said that was like 16.33.
That's right on that
so,
corner.
I mean, we're right there. Actually, 15 feet would be enough if you measured from the drip edge of the house, which is what we actually measure from, not the vertical wall.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else for us?
I can't think of anything. Can't think of anything. In case you have questions.
All right. Anybody have any questions right now? As of right now, we don't. We'll have opportunity to speak again.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anybody that would like to speak in favor of this variance? Is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition to this variance?
I'm Ronnie Smith. I'm president of the Oakmont Board. I also live right down the street from there on the left-hand side. I think there's a lot of facts there we discussed last time. And as the Oakmont Board, I represent the Oakmont Board, we have our own covenants. And I think that we should be included in the conversation. Nobody has contacted us. You asked us last time at the meeting if we would be, you know, compromised or something like that. I said yes, but nobody has contacted us, not a word from anybody. So we are very much opposed to this. In our covenants, it's the foregoing setback requirements may be waived, modified, or altered by the architectural committee specified in paragraph 6. Since the last meeting, I have appointed architectural committee, and they are here tonight. And architecture shall grant such waiver, modification, or alteration only in cases which in which compliance with the above setback requirements would cause undue hardship upon a showing of unusual or unique circumstances. Such waiver, modification, or alteration shall be in writing and shall be recorded in the public records of Taney County. I have a letter. I'd just like to read it real quickly. How much time do we have?
You have 5 minutes.
Okay. We have our own setbacks, and we adhere to the county. And so, to be totally honest with you, I've looked at the, I have the copy of the covenant you'd like, and our covenants are different than the county. We have a 20-foot setback, so I feel like we could compromise a little bit there. On the building, the overhang is probably 18 to 20 inches that he was asking about, the overhang of the thing. So when I measured it, 16 foot 3 inches to that corner, which is sideways just up. These requirements are established to provide adequate separation between structures and property lines, preserve the character and orderly development of the subdivision, and protect the interests of neighboring property owners. The association is particularly concerned with the requested variance because of the property's proximity to a heavily traveled roadway. Reducing the required setback could place a structure closer to the roadway and reduce the amount of usable space available on the property for parking, vehicle maneuvering, and safe access. The association is also concerned that insufficient space for parking could result in vehicles being parked on or near the roadway. This could create additional concerns regarding traffic flow, visibility, access, and the safety of property owners, residents, visitors, and the traveling public. The association believes that maintaining the established setback will help provide adequate space between the structure and roadway, preserve necessary parking and access areas, and reduce potential safety concerns. Additionally, approval of this variance could establish a precedent for future requests to reduce the setback requirements within the association. Granting exception to the established requirements may make consistent enforcement of the recorded covenants more difficult and could adversely affect neighboring property owners who have complied with the applicable restrictions. The association respectfully requests that the Board of Adjustment consider the potential impacts of this request and, based on these considerations, deny the request.
Okay, so I just have a couple of questions for you. One would be, was it Ronnie? Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, yes, Ronnie.
Ronnie, okay. So I guess my main question was, your opening statement said that no one's contacted you guys. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Do you feel that your board, your architectural control committee, would have been more favorable to have a compromise in mind or in hand if there would have been better communication?
Yes.
OK. Okay. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's probably not been much communication with this board either, mainly because there's been litigation in this process that's kept that probably from happening.